And finally today, residents in Uvalde, Texas, are still struggling to come to terms with the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, in which 19 children and two teachers were killed and 17 others were wounded. But the tragedy has also sparked spontaneous get-togethers across town as people search for a way to heal. NPR's Nurit Eisenman joined two longtime friends as they headed to one of the gatherings.
As we drive along one of Uvalde's side streets, Ilya Zamaripa points out a towering oak growing right in the middle of the road. She's 65, old enough to remember when they poured the asphalt around it.
When they were building new houses on each side of the road, they needed to make the road where the tree was, but they didn't want to cut the tree because that tree has been there years and years, even before them, you know, probably their great-great-grandparents.
In Uvalde, she says, you don't cut down an oak tree. This is a place where roots matter so much, where so many people hail from Mexican-American farmworker families that have been intertwined for so many generations. Everyone seems to know everyone. Now, that very interconnectedness has made the mass shooting at Robb Elementary all the more painful. In the seat next to Zamaripa is her best friend since kindergarten, Romy Perez. Perez sighs as we pass a line of 21 crosses that someone's erected by the side of the road, one for each of the victims. It seems impossible to heal a wound like this, says Perez.
It's something that we can't believe. We can't. Uvalde, our little hometown.
And so people in Uvalde are trying to apply the best salve they can think of, food. All over town, people are holding impromptu cookouts to make meals for the families of the victims. Last night, Perez and Zamaripa bumped into a friend who told them of a plan to grill burgers at a place everyone calls the Mexican Park. The two friends step out of the car and walk up to a young man who's piling wood into an enormous grill, Jerry Martinez.
Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
How are you?
Good, very good.
Zamaripa and Perez don't actually know him on site, but in that Uvalde way, it takes them about 2 seconds to figure out who he is.
Are you, you're not the one that lost, it was your wife,
no,
right?
No, that's my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
The talk turns to one of the lives lost in this tragedy.
The shooter, I know his family as well. He lived down the street from my mom's when he was a baby, you know?
And because this is Uvalde, they mourn him too, as one of their own. He was 18, but Martinez keeps referring to him as that little boy.
It's real sad. I mean, all the way around.
Perez switches between English and Spanish, as many Latinos in Uvalde do, as she wonders at the demons that haunted him.
Probably se sentía bien, you know, con mucho valor para sacárselo con los kids, you know?
He must have been so angry to take it out on the children, she says. Zamaripa worries about his grandmother, who he shot just before heading to the school. They've been friends with her for years, know her as Sally.
When you say Sally, everybody knows Sally. Upgoing. Love garden, love for plants.
Barely a week ago, Zamaripa swung by Sally's house to pick up some plants she was selling. Now, Sally's in the hospital.
Everybody's just praying.
More people are showing up to help, to pack the burgers into paper bags, including Monique Rodriguez, dressed in a white T-shirt with the words Uvalde Strong printed on it.
We have a table here, so we have like an assembly line of the team just going.
Yeah, we can move out of
here. Her 9-year-old daughter stands by her side, hair in a high ponytail, expression somber. The girl was at Robb when the shooting started. By the time Rodriguez was united with her, she was hysterical. Days later, she still seems numb, says Rodriguez.
She has her moments.
Yeah.
She has her moments where she just cries.
So Rodriguez is trying to at least keep her busy, focused on helping others.
I do it for her because I know she's the one who's really going through something, and I will never know because I'm not in her head. She went through that by herself.
Now, she says, all they can do is come together. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.